Good morning, and a very, very happy Christmas to you. Welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Christmas Celebration. And as always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I applaud each and every one of you who has chosen to celebrate the Christ presence over the Christmas presence this morning. I know there's a lot to do, so I will get on with it, as they say. And we spend the last few weeks journeying through Advent so that we could deepen and grow in faith and wrap ourselves in peace and deepen in love and delight in joy. And as we have traveled this journey in preparation for this wonderful arrival and celebration of the Christ presence, the Christ life, the Christ being in us, let us not waste any more time and go straight into the sacred text from the book of Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, yet he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. He asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too go and worship him." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. My text that I sent out yesterday said the Christmas present is the dynamic flow of God's activity made rich and real as we give way to the flow flowing in, around, and through us. And as I've said so many times before, and I shall repeat it again, this celebration of the Christmas story, the Nativity, isn't about celebrating something that occurred 2,000 plus years ago. It's about celebrating the Christ within us. And through the story, recognizing how each and every element plays out within our own being. It is one of the things that I have been meditating upon this week, because I wanted to find yet another deeper message through the reading and the sacred text this morning. We've looked at the various metaphysical interpretations over the years, and we know that Mary represents that intuitive side of our nature, and Joseph represents kind of heart-centered understanding. And when we have the combination of intuition and heart-based understanding coming together, we then create the Christ potential within us. And one of the things that I was contemplating on, here we have the arrival of the Savior of humanity, the one that was going to deliver us, the one that was going to be the next king. And he wasn't born to people who were grand, who were rich. He was born to very humble folk, people whose character spoke more than anything else to them. He wasn't born in a palace, surrounded with servants and all that glitters. He was born in the lowliest and humblest of a stable, a barn. Not in a crib of gold or silver, but in a wooden manger, not on silk sheets, but on the straw he was laid. He wasn't born in the middle of the day or the early morning, but in the darkest of the hours of night. I asked myself, what must be the significance of all of this? Because we know that everything that we are looking at, there is a deeper meaning to it. We can't ever just take these things on face value. We can't just assume that it's a pretty story and that's what it's all about. And what I came to realize is that the birth of the Christ in each of us can happen at any time. It doesn't need to happen particularly in the day or at a particular hour. Even in our darkest moments, we can birth the Christ. Even when we are facing our most challenging of challenges, when we feel we are in the depths of despair, when we feel that there is nowhere to turn to or no one to help us in the outer world, we can birth the Christ in our inner world, the Christ spirit, the Christ life, the Christ presence, remembering that it represents Emmanuel, God in us, as us, through us. The Christ was born in the lowliest of places, in a stable, in a barn, reminding us that we need to embrace humility and humbleness, forsaking pride and arrogance in order to realize the birthing of the Christ within us. The symbology of being birthed in such a humble and lowly place is a reminder that truly we have to humble ourselves if we are to understand and connect and align with the Christ within us, the Christ potential that is always awaiting to be birthed as we align our Mary, our intuitiveness, our sacred intuition with our Josephness, our heart-centered understanding and intellect. We need to remember that Jesus, when he was teaching in the Beatitudes, he told us, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Reminding us that we had to let go of the false pride and be humble and unassuming, so that we could remember and learn and realign with the heart center of our being, the God in us. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You see, always, from his very birth, his very inception, Jesus recognized that in order to express his fullness of his Christ nature, he had to be humble. He had to surrender to God, to allow God to move in and through him for the guidance, for the direction, for the healing, for whatever it is. And here we have, as the perfect example of his birth, this call to be humble so that we can birth the Christ light, the Christ spirit, the Christ potential that is ever available to each and every one of us. There's not just a few people around the world or in your community that this is privy to. This is for every single human to birth the Christ light within themselves. And think about it again. Think about the other part of the nativity with the shepherds up on the fields looking out for their sheep, and the angels came and announced to them. The angels didn't announce it to Herod or to any of the Pharisees or the Sanhedrin. They announced it to the lowly, humblest of those that could be found, the shepherds. They didn't sing for anyone else. It was only the heavenly choir was singing for the shepherds and the shepherds alone. Again, as we look deeper, always we know that the angels are messengers of the Most High God. When we are humble and quiet, we can hear the messages that God is ever sending our way. Messages of peace, messages of trust, messages of faith, messages of whatever comfort we are needing in that time. Think about it. In the darkness of the night, it was only the shepherds that witnessed the heavenly choir singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all men. When we can surrender and be humble like that, when we can let go of our ego, our Herod nature, we can hear the angels in our hearts And we too can say glory to God, and on earth peace to all men. My beloved, even as Christ was born, unknown, in obscurity, in the darkness, the Christ Spirit again can be birthed in each and every one of us. We surrender our self-aggrandizement and vanity, because the Christ Spirit cannot be birthed when we are so full of ourselves, when our herod nature is ruling and dictating and killing off anything it feels is in alignment with truth. Yes, we too have Herod acting out within us, killing truth, killing faith, killing trust, killing belief, killing all those that will help us or could help us in aligning and birthing our true Christ potential. I am reminded of Nicodemus, who asked Jesus, how was it possible to be born again? Jesus said, unless you are born of the Spirit and of water, you cannot see God. You cannot see the kingdom. To be born of the water is to be cleansed of all the moral and mortal impurities and the negative thinking and the obsession with materiality and all the things that congregate and conjugate to stop us awakening to this truth of who we are. To be born of the Spirit is to come into the conscious awareness of the divine law of your being, that the Christ potential, the Christ life, the Christ Spirit is right where you are. You don't have to go somewhere looking for the Christ. You are the Christ. And as we are born again in the water of the Spirit, we are allowing the Christ to be birthed in us. My beloved, this Christmas morning, do not just think of the nativity, the Christmas story, of something that is nice that happened many miles and many millennium ago. It is something that is relevant and that is happening to you as you allow it, as you bring your Mary and Joseph into alignment to create the Christ within you. My story is entitled The Greatest Gift by Lisa Ullman Baldwin. Each year as the world prepares for Christmas, I think back to the greatest gift I ever received. My awareness of the Christ within and the crisis of faith that led me to discover it anew. Faith helped me pull myself out of the depths when the life I knew began to fall away. 7 years ago, my world fell apart, and when several crises happened in succession over a six-month period, I would have been able to cope ably with any single one, but not so many all at once. The first was the accidental death of our family pet, which devastated my children and me. Then the sudden unexplained departure of my boyfriend, the love of my life, was next. After that, I was left to face my son's scheduled surgery alone, as my ex-husband was absent even though we shared custody. I felt the weight of prolonged financial strain. My health was tanking. I was spent emotionally and no longer able to cope with any part of my life. Everything was changing, and I didn't have control over it. I spiraled into an abyss. I was stressed out, desperate, and angry. I cried all the time, unable to focus. I felt as though I was failing at everything. I felt alone, and worse, even though I was active in my spiritual community and received its support, I found myself unable to grasp the spiritual tools I'd spent years learning and putting into use. I prayed, asking why so many painful things were happening to me. I'm a good person and pray. I'm doing everything in my power to live a spiritual life, and I can't catch a break. Why, God, why? I felt as though my faith was the only thing I had to rely upon, and even it felt dim and far away. But somewhere, deep within myself, I knew faith could be the bridge that would connect the life I had known to the life I was being called to create. When the life I knew fell away, faith was the light that led me into a new way of being. I thought of Mary and Joseph and the faith it took to journey to Bethlehem under unfamiliar and challenging circumstances. I found parallels in my journey back to myself. If someone had told me that I would look back on this experience as one of the best things that ever happened to me, I wouldn't have believed it. But feeling so irretrievably broken, so hopeless and defeated, opened me and made me receptive to my guidance, the voice of God within me. Like Mary and Joseph, I listened. I embarked on my healing journey when I went back to counseling and tapped into my early life experiences, the root of my current troubles. And like Mary, my labor helped me birth something divine. I could have stayed broken. I could have repeated dysfunctional patterns again and again, but following the light of faith, however far off into the unknown, helped me understand the power was within me to create a new life of security, serenity, and love. These days, my life overflows with gifts, connection, prosperity, and unbridled joy. But none is so great as the gift I received in my darkest hour, the gift of faith restored, and awareness of the Christ within reborn. I think that beautiful story sums up perfectly what we have been reflecting on this morning. My poem that I would like to share with you is called The Color of Love by Robert Hawkins. And he says, when I started writing this poem, I was thinking about the colors of Christmas. The first stanza was initially written with the word black instead of bleak. But as I was rereading it and thinking it over, the abstractness of bleakness felt just right. And I really liked the way it turned out. Bleak is the color of longing tonight. Clouds hide the stars and full moon from sight. Huddled together by fires they keep. Shepherds stay vigilant, watching their sheep. Off in the distance, Jerusalem lies, city of peace under turbulent skies. Long they have been promised a king of their own, waiting while others have taken the throne. Such is the color of hope. Tears are the color of promises kept, once shed in secret, now openly wept. Why would her God, the creator of all, choose for his purpose a maiden so small? Abraham, Jacob, and David are gone, yet through their bloodline his promise lives on. Now to this world the Savior has come. Gently she kisses the cheek of God's Son. Such is the color of faith. Music, the color of angels on earth, witnessed by shepherds the night of his birth, shielding their eyes on their knees in the field, blinded by glory, the heavens revealed. Servants of heaven, with thunderous voice, echoes the news for all men to rejoice. Mountaintops shake while the vast heavens ring. Glory to God, in the highest they sing. Such is the color of joy. Pure is the color of gifts from the heart, brought by the wise men who followed the star, into the desert with no other course, save for the light from the mystical source. Star over Bethlehem piercing the night, Prayer turns to praise as their faith turns to sight. Treasures are laid at his feet where he stood, feet that one day will be nailed to the wood. Such is the color of love. And now our science of mind reading. The first quote comes from Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Mankind was my business, Ernest Holmes, and created form turned into light, and the light of consciousness dawned, and man beheld the light and walked it, and the light was all. The author writes, in the Danish Christmas tradition, we opened presents on Christmas Eve when I was a child. Before doing so, the women and children would gather in a room and read about the birth of Jesus while the fathers lit the candles on the tree. From a metaphysical standpoint, the story continues to reveal its deepest truth to me, that none of us is born alone, that we are born into community beneath the stars, that we are the stuff of kings, that all the good we need is present and for us right from the outset. In one of his Christmas stories in the Science of Mind magazine, Holmes extends the metaphor further, showing that father and mother are masculine and feminine principles, and the stars the light of conscious illumination. Even the sheep, he says, illustrate the absence of fear. The other story we would read passages from was A Christmas Carol, the story of Scrooge, who has become hardened by life, but whose heart breaks open when he sees the pain and suffering of his own life and of the lives of those around him. He begins to see that he has a role to play, that in a way, he is at the center of his own experience. Pure peace is always within us. Even in the humblest of circumstances, we are rich beyond measure. The peace that lies within us is that which is within your heart. You are a living light of love that radiates ever outwards. So, my beloved, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. This morning I've written us a special Christmas meditation. And as always, we like to drop down into our heart center and focus on the breath, always mindful of the words of Job, who says, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. 'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us take 3 deep breaths in as we allow the breath of life to flow in and through us. Inhale, extend the diaphragm and the stomach and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly, exhale. Inhale. Hold. For the final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Now as you inhale, affirm. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God, for our dear ones, near and far. Inhale and affirm. Thank you for your present joys and remembered miracles. Inhale and affirm. Thank you for the gift of Christ, born in our hearts today. Inhale and affirm. Thank you for the gift of life, the gift of light, the gift of substance, the gift of peace, the gift of wisdom, the gift of power. Inhale and affirm. Thank you for the gifts we give and the gifts we receive. Inhale and affirm. Thank you for the love outpoured this Christmas day, the love that enfolds family and friends, enlightens the heart and hearts of the lonely, the love that makes us know of our oneness with Him who is love itself. Inhale and affirm. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for every blessing, especially on this Christmas day, for the Christ reborn in our hearts and lives. Let us enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything and anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the infinite intelligence, the omniscience, the omnipresence and omnipotence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence at this moment, thanking you for our Mary-ness and our Joseph-ness, birthing the Christ within us. Thank you for the humility of the shepherds, the wisdom and dedication of the Magi, that we can outwit our herod nature, our ego, so that we may allow humility and meekness, humbleness, to birth our Christ potential. On this Christmas day, let us open and lift up our hearts in praise and thanksgiving for the realization of the Christ Spirit, the Christ life, the Christ potential that is born into our consciousness. Let us know and remember how wonderful it is that we can birth the Christ in our darkest moments so that we can transcend things that limit us, things that hold us in fear, and can be dissolved by His love and His light. Thank you for this Christ presence that assures us that we are never alone, that the radiant star of the Christ love is always shining, radiating, guiding us, directing us, illuminating us in every step of this journey. Thank you for the Christ life that is healing every cell and part and particle within us. We are so grateful. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for the Christ mind that is flooding our consciousness now. Let this Christ light, this Christ mind, this Christ spirit flood the consciousness of humanity so that we can truly understand, accept, and live from our oneness. Our oneness with each other and our oneness with you. On this Christmas morning, as we birth the Christ consciousness, let us truly rededicate ourselves to be expressions of your living spirit, expressing love and light and peace and joy, not just today, but for all the days that we are here on this earth as expressions of you. Mother, Father, God, let our Christ spirit radiate out into the darkness that exists, shedding our light, the Christ light. families, we include everything and anyone in our sacred circle of prayer. For the needs that are spoken and unspoken, for the wants and desires that are known and unknown, on this Christmas morning, we surrender everything and everyone to you and celebrate the Christ consciousness, the Christ life, the Christ light birthed in us now. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am one with love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. I am the living peace.
I am the living peace.
In my life today.
In my life today.
And I share my peace,
and I share my peace
with all those around me.
With all those around me.
Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them.
And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am at peace. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, my rumination this week is by Howard Thurman, another one of my favorite mystics. And this is entitled, I Place My Gifts. I place my gifts on my altar this Christmas, gifts that are mine, as the years are mine. The quiet hopes that flood the earnest cargo of my dreams, the best of all good things for those I love, a fresh new trust for all those whose faith is dim, the love of life, a most precious gift in reach of us all, seeing in the acts of each day the seeds of tomorrow, finding in the struggle the strength for renewal, seeking in each person the faith of kinship. I place these gifts on my altar this Christmas, gifts that are mine as the years that are mine. Amidst all of its whirl and activity, may this Christmas bring you to your heart's altar, there to receive a sustaining grace, the gifts of renewal and healing, the gifts of stillness and peace. My closing benediction that I wrote for you. May you be filled with the wonder intuition of Mary, the obedience and the heart-centered understanding of Joseph, the joy and light of the angels, the eagerness and exuberance of the shepherds, the determination and expectation of the Magi, and the peace and tranquility of the Christ child. May Almighty Mother, Father, God bless you now and forever. And so, my beloved, as we come to the end of our Christmas celebration, my closing song is entitled Christmas Day by We Are the Kingdom. Enjoy.
Thank you. To the world on the night like no other, Emmanuel.
For he is good, he was born to conquer.